Now it's time to tell you about a little place we have down in South Texas called Camp Howdy. Howdy. Let me hear a good mini Pearl Howdy here tonight. Goodness gracious. Well, me and me compadres, we were hanging out in Camp Howdy. We were actually searching for spiritual sport. We were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves, when out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the piñon pines came a dude of an hombre. Had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat and leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire. Sucked up all the flames, spit out a live coal, blew out a smoke ring, looked at us and said, "Oh my God. What are ye, boys? Anyway, hippies? Howdy. We're vegetarians." "Oh, my God." "So, hey, you boys, climb out from that campfire and come with me because I'm going to teach you the true spiritual sport. We going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force tonight, boys." Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent, and pulled on our cotton drawstring mail-order yogi trousers with the extra flap, slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude, whose name was Beauregard Hooligan, out across a bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight, and we climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. And 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the ocotillo cactus and the piñon pines. And they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. As we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo," I called him Bo, "does this thing fly?"
"What are you, boy? Superstitious?"
Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void. Not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. You're supposed to laugh at that one. Otherwise, I don't know what to say next. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end, and the fuse was lit. And he popped the other end of my mouth and blew on the fuse. Spiritual sport began to take on a new dimension. I turned to mention this dimension to Beauregard, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked, well, it was a bottle filled with a golden elixir. And as I looked in the bottom of the bottle of the golden elixir, I noticed a little green worm. And the worm was smiling at me. And the worm looked at me and said, "Kiss me, you fool." I did kiss the worm. Then Beauregard looked at me with his countenance beaming with a kind of love and compassion and understanding. And he said those words I'll never forget. He said, "Y- you drive. So I grabbed hold of the little wheel and I pulled back, and a miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when his song came to my mind.